on its way. If it holds its line, it's going to hold its line. Now it's difficult for Melbourne. Pendlebury goals.
And Sidebottom will go back and line them up. Sidebottom's lining up the shot for goal after the siren. Collingwood lead by 11. And he makes it 17. What a way to finish.
Sports Day on this Monday evening. Shane McGuinness alongside Matthew Lloyd, Jared and Sam back with you from 6 tomorrow night. What a win it was for Collingwood this afternoon. Nathan Buckley's 478th as a player and coach with the Collingwood Football Club. He goes out with a win. The captain of the Collingwood Footy Club, kind enough to join us from inside the SCG. I speak of none other than Scott Pendlebury. Scott, congratulations on the win tonight. I can only imagine, though, mixed emotions. Great to have a win, but also farewelling a great of the club.
Yeah, it definitely is. It was, even, you know, the other day, it was, since we all found out, it has been a little bit of a weird week, and we sort of acknowledge that, and, you know, trying to go through your normal team meetings and preparation, and knowing that every day for Bucks was his last time doing something as a coach, it was extremely different. But, I felt like we built on the back of last week's win. We defended really well. It was a great win. It really was great to send Bucks off like that.
Scotty, congratulations today on your game as well. You were absolutely brilliant. I saw you when you were door-stopped at the club and you said, I'm numb, or there was a bit of shock I could sense when you just heard the news. How are you feeling now, and did Buck speak to you guys after the game?
I suppose how I'm feeling now is I'm pretty buggered after a game. And as I said, it's probably really a good thing that we're up here in Sydney, that we get to spend a bit more time with Buck, and I think it will... Yeah, look, I've never been through it, but I feel like it will be a little bit weird tomorrow when we go into the club and he's not there, his office, and you look in and he's not in his office, the guy that you sort of look at and you know he's been here for 10 years, he's been here basically my whole career as assistant coach, or first office player, assistant coach. So, we move forward obviously now, and he'll be on the outside looking in, and he spoke about that just before, that he's going to support us. He's, you know, now he's a supporter and he's going to be looking in and wishes us all the best.
I know you've got ambitions to coach, haven't you, after footy?
Well, I don't know if I do after this week.
What would you take away from Nathan Buckley? Say, for example, if you do coach your own team one day, what is some traits of Nathan that you'd take away?
I think, I spoke to Buck about this week. The trait for me is his ability every day to come in and get to work and stay true to himself and his beliefs. You know, his character is first class, and even through this week, how he handled it with the club, he's always putting other people first, and that is the quality of a champion.
Fantastic. The last 2 weeks, Scotty, I know the criticisms come on the club in the way you've played your footy, in terms of always being in games, but going laterally. I saw there was a pass to you from Johnny Noble straight down the corridor, and then you hit Darcy Cameron magnificently well. Was that adjusted a little bit, slightly at all, over the last 2 weeks to start to take those options?
I think they've been there, the options. I think our skill execution is just improving. And no doubt it's taken too long to improve and to get to the level. I feel like the last month, really, we've been building against Port Adelaide, lost by a point. The Cats, who were playing really good footy, you know, lost by 10 points. And then to get over the line last week was really important. And I think through the element that never gets spoken about is, you know, when you're sitting at 2-9, your confidence isn't high, and you can't just, you know, walk into the kitchen and have a drink of confidence. You've got to action it, and I feel like last week gave us a bit of confidence. Tonight will give us confidence going to the bye and then come out of the bye and see how we go.
Now you're 4-9. Does things change for you of what you potentially you could achieve? Not to play finals. You're too far out of it. But what's the last 2 weeks done for you to say, now what could potentially happen for the rest of this season?
Yeah, well, I think for us, it's just, we just want to keep building on what we're doing. I thought, you know, out there tonight was, did we have 30 scoring shots against, you know, probably the number one ranked defense in the game, or if not top four. So, just that, to play a brand of footy like that is very exciting. It's nice to play and you feel like you're going to be dangerous. So if we can keep, you know, trying to deliver that, that'd be fantastic. But just keep taking the next step.
Scott, does a win like that, especially for a relatively young group, bring in confidence going into the back end of the year? You've got the bye next week that you can almost reset and go, hold on, we can match it with the best in the competition. I'm thinking of players like McCreary, Poulter, Lynch, those that may not have had the success that you've had previously in your career.
I don't think it's been an issue of matching it with the best. I think it's understanding what the game requires and backing the skill. And, you know, even walking off with Poults, he was filthy on himself for missing a couple of easy snaps that he thought he should have kicked. And I said to him, you know, that's speed of the game. You'll get used to that. So I think in the back half of the year, when you see our young guys, I think that will just come. You know, game one to game 12 is a big step, and you're starting to get more confidence, and that will happen in the back part of the year. And I feel like as a group, we're starting to get used to each other's tendencies and what we need to do. But, you know, in this game, you've got to be able to do it every week. And in the first half of the year, we haven't been able to, but hopefully we can build on that in the second half of the year.
Scotty, where are you going to play for the rest of the year? Because you've been moved around a little bit of late. It's been nice seeing you back in the midfield at times, half back. You've been as clean as ever, but you even kicked a beautiful goal late. So where do you reckon you play under Robert Harvey for the rest of the year?
Yeah, I think it'll be a combination of back and midfield. And, I sort of got moved forward. I know Bucks spoke about it, but I split my finger open the day before the Sydney game. So, you know, I had a guard on and it was a bit messy. So I think for a few weeks I was forward more out of a sort of an injury that I was trying to carry through. And, but I think now will be that midfield and half-back role for me.
Do you think that pressure you've applied today on Melbourne, that's as good as you've applied all year on anyone?
Yeah, I think so. And I think their midfielders do give you a chance in terms of, you know, they back their spare strength to try and take on the tackles. So it was something we focused on. It was trying to take away Petrarca and Oliver, who are very clean. You know, you can tackle them and they'll still get rid of it. So I was trying to tackle them and then cut off the receiver. And, I thought we were able to maintain the rage in that regard. And eventually, you know, from our tackle pressure, we would get some turnovers and went back and scored.
Scott, congratulations on the win this afternoon. Was thrilling and no doubt warms the cockles of many a Collingwood fan, especially as you farewell Nathan Buckley. Enjoy the evening and thanks for your time on 3RW on Sports Day.
Okay, thanks guys. Appreciate it.
Scott Pendlebury joining us on Sports Day, all with thanks to Red Energy, awarded Canstar's most trusted energy retailer nationally for 2021. That's Red Energy and the Kia Sorento Drive Car of the Year. Just on what he had to say then, Lloydie, in terms of going into the back half of the year, do you think they'll change much under Robert Harvey?
We spoke to Graham Wright pre-game and he said he was great. He was very honest and he said, well, I've already spoken to Robert. There's probably a few little things he'd like to do, but you can't change a game plan in a week. So it'll be pretty similar. He might have different players. He wants to play in different roles. Give Robert a few wins of what he wants to do, but the game plan won't change too drastically.
Your call's coming up. We've got a Spinal Ease pillow to give away. Visit spinalease.com.au. A magnificent pillow for our best caller. 13 13 32. Your call's next on Sports Day.